this morning, I couldn't remember where I'd read the story about Michelle Markson and Mom Julie. And then I realized it was the Star Tribune. And we made contact, and we're going to talk about this. And I think it's a remarkable story. And Sandy and I have both been co-judges with her at the Teamsters Karaoke several times.
Yes.
We've sat at that championship table there and had a lot of fun. And Julie is with us now. She's the mom.
Yes, she is. Julie Markson joins us on KFGO. Julie, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
We'll get into the story in a moment, but did you know that it's now the most read story on the Star Tribune website?
No, you just informed me of that.
Yeah, it was number 3, then it was number 2, and now it is the most read story. Let's tell us what happened. Your daughter was planning a wedding, getting married this Saturday the 19th, planning the wedding of her dreams, and all of that's changed.
That did change. It changed on August 10th. Unfortunately, the groom had a change of heart and decided that he didn't want to marry Michelle and said it was over. So from then, from her being embarrassed and numb and saddened about the whole thing, we decided to turn that around and make something good of that day of October 19th.
So how is your daughter doing now?
You know, as the weekend's coming now, she's a little sad, you know, that this would have been her weekend. But when she thinks of what's going to happen on Saturday, we're fine. She's fine.
Just a couple of things. How long were they dating?
Over 2 years.
Okay. Was there any sign that this guy wasn't for real?
No. He was a very, very nice guy. He treated her well. He treated her very well.
And he just got cold feet.
I think so. I think, you know.
Are they young?
No. Well, what, 26.
Oh, okay. So that's, you should know what you're doing by then, I would think.
Yeah.
All right. So after she found out that he had indeed canceled the wedding, said he didn't love her anymore, she got a call from her fiance. And wasn't she coming home from a funeral when she got the call?
Right. It was my coworker and her coworker's father. And we were coming home and we just went out to eat afterwards and ran into him at the mall. And you know, that's when we got the call. We were leaving the mall, and that's when he called and just said, I can't do this. I don't want to marry you.
And he did it over the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so she spent the next few days calling friends and vendors, and the wedding was off, but contracts had been signed, and vendors had to be paid. And so you guys decided to make lemonade out of lemons.
Absolutely. At first, we were, you know, we sat and thought, because we had the photographer, and if you know Katie Lewis's work, she does just a phenomenal job. So we thought, you know what, why don't we see if she'll do Christmas pictures for CCRI? Wouldn't that be nice to surprise, you know, their family with Christmas pictures and all of that? And so we were kind of on that line. And then it's like, Michelle's like, well, why don't we just have the whole party there and then they can take pictures and do everything at once? So that's where it all started.
Wow. And so, and we should say that CCRI, for those of you who don't know what it is, it stands for Creative Care for Reaching Independence Organization.
Correct.
So you called Jody Hudson of the CCRI, and what was her response?
Really? She was just like, what? And I said, you know what? Michelle knows clients from CCRI. CCRI clients come over to the MCOMS where I work and help set dinner tables for the seniors. So we've just gotten to know some of the workers and some of the clients and really, really love their mission. And so it wasn't a hard decision at all. So when we decided to give it to Jody, she's like, what? You know?
I would imagine that you've got the meal and the reception all planned as well. What kinds of things are you going to be able to donate to CCRI?
Well, you have to pay a certain amount to the hotel regardless. So we gave them that amount and said, you know, you can go plan your meal, whatever you want. So we all met CCRI and I went with and met with the Ramada staff. And they decided to have a Halloween party. So they're going to have popcorn. They're going to have a candy bar. They're going to have fruit kebabs and sandwiches and a photo booth and a DJ and and just make it a fun afternoon for the clients.
Wow. This is just a wonderful idea and a wonderful way for your family and your daughter to feel like you've really been able to do something out of this sadness. But it sounds like your daughter is pretty smart and pretty adult about it all.
She has been. You know, I mean, it hurts. It really hurts her. And, you know, I mean, she was like, "Mom, I'm so embarrassed." And I'm, you know, there's no need to be. It happened, you know, good thing we didn't go through with the whole wedding and then something happened. So, I mean, it all worked out and she's a great girl.
And she's a nurse, and I think we should mention, so she is also one of those angels on earth.
Mm-hmm. She's a good person, yep.
You know, I'll bet you could talk to anybody. I know I have a girlfriend from high school that married, you know, her high school mate, but she had doubts leading right up to the wedding. Really didn't want to get married, really didn't want to do it, but she went through it and they ended up getting a divorce. And so maybe there was a blessing here in disguise.
Something better will come.
Well, Julie, and by the way, is the ex-fiance going to help donate things to the CCRI as well? Is he going to help pay for some of this stuff?
He helped pay for like the invites and the save the dates and that. And we haven't heard back from him about the hotel and that. So, you know, if he has a good heart and he wants to do that, that would be appreciated.
Okay. Very good.
Sure, but he has helped with some of the costs.
Michelle said you can't heal if you're just going to dwell on what could have been. And boy, what a young lady you've raised. And Julie Markson, so nice to visit with you again here on KFGO.
Well, thank you.